Moses is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. It's November 12, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released May 9, 2003.
Nazarene, I just had a scary thought. Now the kingdom of God is at war with England, will its residents be banned from there when they die, like the spirits from the U.S.?
This may become a possibility in the future, Alora. We are trying, if at all possible, to avoid this. We are trying to attack in such a way that we affect only Blair and the members of the Labour Party and those who support the Labour Party, and not the majority of the English people themselves, who are actually in support of us and understand what we are doing. As time goes on, if we cannot make progress in this situation, we may have to resort to that weapon to put more pressure on the English people to follow the kingdom of God's way and stop trying to destroy Israel. But we would prefer not to do this. We prefer to attack those that are responsible for the crime and not the innocent ones around them. In the United States' case, so many of the people in the United States were responsible for my betrayal and the support of Clinton and the selling out of everything that the kingdom of God believed in for the sake of their material leader. We had no choice but to ban every one of them from the kingdom of God until this situation is resolved. But in the English case, the people are not so determined as the people in America were to destroy the kingdom of God and everything it stands for. Many of them there still support the kingdom of God and still empower the kingdom of God. So we do not wish to attack them quite as fervently as we have attacked those in the United States that oppose us.
That's good to hear, Nazarene. I hope it never comes to that.
Though English leaders have often fallen short of God's glory, Alora, its people have always been with us, and we could really use them now. We really could.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
voicesforspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work. Jesus of Nazareth here. Alora is still busy getting the email out, so I'm going to take this one by myself. You may hear her typing once in a while in the background. We are often asked, when we say the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, glory be thy name, thy wisdom come, thy glory done, on earth as it is in heaven, what do we mean? Why is it different in heaven? We have solidarity in heaven. All the religions in heaven work together. All the religions in the afterlife work together. And this is what God wants. He wants people to stop hating each other because they are different. He wants people to worship Him, and people may worship Him in many varied ways, but He wants solidarity. He wants people to work together. We need that desperately to save mankind. That is the way it is in heaven. That is the way it is in the afterlife. Everybody works together. They don't fight each other. They don't hate each other. Those who hate cannot survive in the afterlife. They destroy themselves. They disappear forever. Only those that love remain, and those that love get along with one another. And this is what we mean with that prayer. That is what we want on earth. We want that solidarity on earth. We want that brotherhood on earth.
Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com. We'll be back again.